There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that reads your emails. And joining me, as always, is the always on the go, Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm great. And I apologize, people. I know I am on a phone, and that'll sound, like, really weird. But I have been, it is the Saturday before Dragon Con. I have been running errands. I have been going to many thrift shops and consignment shops all day. That is a big hint about getting people to still give money. Because if we get up there, John, come on. Give money. We're at 300 right now.
Do you at this point want to tell them what you're making me wear? No?
But well, I will say, it's going to be awesome.
Do you want to even... Well, okay, never mind. Well,
maybe, you can hint. You can hint.
It's in the Marvel Universe.
It is in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, we'll go with
and
that.
And a little bit of spandex is involved.
Well, sort of, I suppose. All right, anyway. So.
And you're going to look awesome. You're going to look so fabulous. So,
it requires me to grow out my beard. So anyway,
sorry, but so I've been doing that and doing the other stuff that track directors do right before con. So that is why I was trying to get home and then whoosh, it didn't happen. So I'm on the phone. But you know what? It's funny. You're talking about, I think there is something wrong with my phone because something is eating all the battery. And something is also, like, it clicks in my ear sometimes. So I am really wondering electronically what is going on with my stuff.
I think someone's monitoring you. I think that's the problem.
I do, too. But I think somebody can tell me about that at Dragon Con, maybe a little bit.
Who?
And that would be our guest today. That would. That would be our guest today, who is Scott, the director of EFF Track. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
So is the NSA, listening to her telephone conversations now? Is that what we've learned here?
Well, it seems like there's very little privacy left on the internet. That was long ago and far away. So,
and that is one of the main topics that you guys cover too, right? Well, actually, why don't we just start back a step back? How about if you tell us what EFF is as far as for DragonCon?
Okay, so my track is called Electronic Frontiers Forums. We're talking about the intersection of technology, politics, and activism, and online culture, where all of those kind of meet in the middle. And it's very issues driven. It's very topical. We talk about freedom of speech and privacy, like you've already discussed, and many other legal issues like intellectual property. All of these things are very relevant in today's digital age.
Well, and that's actually very interesting because another friend of ours actually just had a question about, can somebody read something that I've written or somebody I am very close to has written on the internet, and then just read out my story, not having any rights to it. So you guys would talk about that kind of things too, with copyright protection, I think, a little bit, and what can and can't be shared and what is and isn't protected, right?
Right. We'll have a copyright 101, which is specifically devoted to copyright. And then we have an all intellectual property talk, which is called, it's called Better Patent That Trademark Before Somebody Copyrights It.
And, okay. I like so that. That's awesome.
Everything. So yeah, we'll do both of those.
Very cool. Very cool. So EFF, how long have you guys been a track a while now? When did you guys start?
when did we start the track?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when did we start the track? I mean, you guys have you been here? You haven't been here since DragonCon started.
We started as a single panel. It was way back in 1997 and 1998. We started as the Hacking 101 panel, and we became a track in 1999. And since then, we've actually spawned a few other tracks along the way. The MMO track in gaming was originally a panel in our track, and there's some other tracks that came out. And so, you know, we're proud of our history. We've been around for a while, and we stayed for a while.
Now, so you've already talked about the patent and trademark and all the confusion around that those kind of panels or the, you know, what have you. What other panels are you going to be featuring this year?
Well, I know that there's a lot of concern about the privacy that you mentioned before with in the post-Edward Snowden era. We do have a panelism on journalism in the post-Edward Snowden era. How does journalism change when the government is watching everything? And not just our government, but all governments. How does that affect journalism? Are journalists taking steps to protect their sources that are different from what they would have been 20 years ago? Have they learned to use basic tools like PGP? Which is is called Pretty Good Privacy. It's an encryption tool for email. We actually will have another talk on PGP 101 on how to use it. It's just kind of a basic how to use it. We have a Bitcoin 101 this year in case for people that want to know about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And there's been a lot of talk about the issues around it. But it's just a question of how do you use it? How do you buy it? How do you sell it? We're going to discuss that too. We also have another panel on domestic surveillance and mandated cryptography backdoors. So the legal question is now, you know, they're watching all the traffic on the wire. Will they pass a law to force the smartphone vendors to break the encryption on their phones because they're just not getting enough data as it is today? You know, that's an interesting issue that's coming up too.
Now, speaking of which. Citizen 4, I assume that you had seen that, saw that documentary, correct?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Citizen 4.
Oh, yes, yes, right.
Because you mentioned PGP, and it's funny because in that particular film, Stone's like, well, you've typed in like 12 letters, that's not nearly enough, or whatever it was. It's like, really? Right. It's not? Nope, it's not. Okay. Are you guys actually going to cover that in particular, or even just the whole story around Andrew Snowden and his like?
We have been talking about that for the past couple of years, and this year I wanted to broaden the conversation a little bit to things like the encryption on the smartphones. I don't think we're going to touch that as directly as we have in the last couple of years, but we're definitely looking at everything that kind of falls out from that. I was actually looking at whether I could screen Citizen 4, now that you mentioned it, at DragonCon. It just came out, so it's not really available for this year. I can look at 2016 and see if it's possible. We have done some screenings of many documentaries kind of in that vein, and I'd love to be able to bring it, and I'll have to wait and see if it's available for next year.
You mentioned before we started recording that you have a couple of organizations that are going to be attending DragonCon for your track. You want to go into that?
Right. We have not one, not two, but three organizations that are attending, and it's really awesome. Plus, we have a lot of very talented local people coming too. But the organizations are the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is kind of helped to inspire what we're doing, but we don't have an official connection to them. But we're very glad to be kind of hosting them. Some people have called them the ACLU of the Internet.
Yeah.
Another organization that's coming is called Public Knowledge, and they're very involved in the network neutrality fight in Washington. Mm-hmm. And the third organization is called Access, and their website is available at accessnow.org.
Access I've never heard of. What do they do?
They kind of cover a broad range of all of these issues. They are a smaller organization, have been interested in kind of free and open access for all citizens in all countries. So they do have kind of an international flair, and they follow all of these cyber activist type issues.
Okay, cool.
Well, and I think what's interesting too is that you have so many topics that I did actually look at your schedule, and I'm like, honey, I'm going to be working, but why don't you go to this one about encrypting our smartphones? Why don't you go to some of these? because I think it is an issue, and net neutrality has come up. Are you, some of the other panels, are you talking anything, and I'm not trying to get in the politics of the internet, I'm really, really not, but anything about the trolling issues that have come up in some things recently, or any of that kind of stuff of, you know, making, what's going on legally with the people that seem to be making very scary threats sometimes, but then say, well, it's the internet, it doesn't really matter. I didn't know if you're doing any panels on that.
We have covered that topic more directly in the past. What we have this year is we have an online family safety talk, which is going to be about, you know, about your kids and keeping your kids safe. We have a talk on women in science and tech careers, and sometimes there are gender-related issues out there. And lastly, we have a talk on dating safely online or with apps. So that, you know, personal safety is a real interesting concern there. So I think there's a lot of concerns and a lot of things to talk about when it comes to personal safety.
That's really cool. So do you do any tracks maybe science or with, as you talked about, MMO, which kind of came out of your track? Are you doing anything with that? I know you have in the past, but I just wondered about the truth.
This year we're covering a game called Ingress. So Ingress is a mobile MMO game. And it was created by Google, and the company that is running Ingress is actually spinning off into an independent company. It's called Niantic. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a representative from Niantic and also several game players on both sides. There's two teams. There's Resistance and Enlightenment. And the first thing you have to do when you join the game is to pick a team.
I chose Enlightenment. Mm. So.
Oh, you're already playing it?
Oh, I'm already playing it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the cool. Enlightenment side. You know, because I want to take everything over. So anyway, So do you have any other crossover panels, any other panels that you're maybe doing you're working either with another track or that kind of, you know, cross into areas that may not specifically be in your area, but you're taking a different look at it?
Well, one thing that's interesting maybe is we do have a panel on storytelling in the mobile medium. This is about, you know, storytelling is something that authors have done, or, you know, writers have done for years, kind of in a static format in a book. And of course, you can get iBooks and online books. You've been able to get those for years. But this is a case of where a sort of cartoon character or I guess comic book characters is the right way to say it, was taken in and put into an app. And the app is, instead of being a gaming app, it's a storytelling app. So there's a difference between gaming and storytelling. And we want to kind of highlight that in the panel. Because with a gaming, you have a specific goal and you've got a scoring system. You don't necessarily have that with storytelling. But this is a story that you can actually change the end of the story by the actions that you take inside while you're reading the story. So it's not necessarily just a passive experience. And it's a very different kind of a cutting edge experience for storytelling.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with EFF at Dragon Con, and how did you become a director? How did you wind up as the director? Besides, again, not running fast enough.
Yeah, I everybody else stepped back a foot. No, okay. So, yeah, here's what happened. I guess I was in college. Honestly, I was very apolitical. I was just not a political person. But I know that in the early 90s, a lot of these issues about what the future of the internet would be and how it would be regulated started to come to bear. I joined a local organization called Electronic Frontiers Georgia around about 1996, and Electronic Frontiers Georgia was involved in setting up these talks at DragonCon. We were involved in the 97-98 talks that were just Hacking 101, and then setting up the entire track in 99. And so in 2000, the year after 99, it turns out that the former director had a heart problem, and he was in the hospital with heart disease all of a sudden. And so it got dumped into my lap with about 3.5 weeks to go, and virtually nothing was done. And I managed to pull together about 2/3 of a normal track in the space of 3.5 weeks, which I could not do today because of the way the deadline system works. Mm. But so I've been pretty much doing it ever since, but it was kind of baptism by fire, if you know what I mean.
Somehow, I think that happens to a lot of us track directors. That's, yeah. Somehow there is always some type of baptism by fire when you become a director, so that's really good. So, with so much of what you're talking about, I mean, how, and I, this is a weird question, but, I mean, as you said, you tried to stay kind of politically neutral, but and there are a lot of issues in this that do get kind of heated. I mean, have you had any issues with that, or do you just kind of start your things going, okay, we all may disagree on some of this, but here's how we're going to handle it, or how do you handle some of that?
Well, it's curious because most of these issues that are technology issues, they don't fall along the normal traditional Democratic and Republican lines. So most of these issues aren't red versus blue issues, because you'll find people on both sides of the aisle that will think one way or the other. The first cyber activist issue that became politicized was network neutrality, where you had Democrats being pro and Republicans being con with respect to regulation. So that was the first time that you really saw intense lining up polarization is the word I'm looking for, along the party line. So for any of these issues. But I mean, there have been issues where they have been outcries, like I think it was the outcry against SOPA, some of the legislation that basically got halted because there was an outcry, and that opposition came from the internet. It was organized through the internet. Whoops. Hello, are you still there?
I'm still here. She dropped her. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, So a lot of times the politics isn't kind of along the obvious, you know, red, blue, left, right continuum. But it's still there, and it's a little bit tricky and a little bit more sophisticated. The obvious thing, you know, what you see time and again is you see vested interests on one side that don't want to change their business. And then you see disruptive industries that are remaking the business, like, for instance, you know, taxi cabs versus Uber, or Airbnb versus any traditional hotel chain. And you see a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the legislatures, where one group is trying to push a disruptive technology, another group is trying to fight it and protect their existing business with some argument about fairness that really doesn't hold water. So that's you see.
That's and I think it is very interesting. I it's been said a lot of times that the internet and the industries coming from that are miles ahead of legislatures. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And so then they all kind of flip. So I do think it's very interesting that you're having these topics, and it's really cool. I find this all very fascinating. I don't understand enough about it, but I do find it fascinating.
We actually do have a representative coming on from the Georgia State Legislature, and she is coming in on the Kickstarter and crowdfunding talk, because that's basically what she does on committee. So it'll be interesting to see what she thinks the Georgia legislature is doing, and whether it's made any progress from, say, 20 years ago.
Who is this coming? Just curious.
What is her name? Her name is Darshun Kendrick.
Okay. Yep. I have heard her name with many things in the legislature related to electronic stuff. So, okay. Very interesting. Cool.
Well, and I mentioned that because Electronic Frontiers Georgia was part of a group 20 years ago that joined with the ACLU and sued the state to enjoin a law that would have effectively, at its broadest reading, it would have outlawed using pseudonyms on the internet.
Mm. Ooh.
And that was one of those oops kind of things.
Well, and as we know, the Georgia legislature, if they can say, oh, but this law does do that in the broadest sense of the reading when they want to, they will. So glad that popped. So, okay, so we talked a little bit about your track. And where exactly are you located?
We're in the Hilton on the second floor. Most of the talks are in Hilton 201. If you look at the schedule, we do have a number of the more popular talks in one or the other of the Hilton ballrooms. And I think Hacking 101 is actually in the Marriott this year.
Oh, wow.
It will all be on the schedule. So As the track has gotten more popular, we've had to use the ballrooms more, but the main room is Hilton 201. And if you have any questions, that's usually your first stop if you want to come by and talk to somebody in person.
And as always, look at the app, because a ballroom might get changed. That happens, or, you know, moved around a little bit. So be ready. Look for the app. Look on the app. So very cool. So, all right. Is there anything? Now, of course, as a track director, we don't leave our rooms a lot. But if you get to leave your room, is there something you want to see, whether just anywhere in con?
Well, I was looking. You know, Edward James Olmos is coming.
Yes.
Jamie Bamber. We've got Stephen Amell from Arrow. And let's see. We have several from Battlestar Galactica. It's really, really neat. It's a great year for that. We have Sylvester.
I know the first year for Boomer. The first year for Boomer. That's going to be awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Sharon is coming. And she's also on Hawaii Five-0. But yeah, she's going to be here this year. First year. Yay! She just got added.
Sylvester McCoy from Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. And then Peter Mayhew from Star Wars.
And Peter Mayhew got his hip or knee. What was it, John, that he needed replaced, his hip or his knee? Do you remember?
I don't recall. But
I don't recall. He is now walking so much better. So I think, yes, because I actually have seen some things he's posted recently, and that'll be good. So, you got some stuff you do want to go see. That'll be very cool. A lot of fun ones.
Now, do you have any pre-con events that you do, or do you just start on Monday, like Dragon Con starts on, because it goes Monday to Monday? No, it doesn't.
Stop it.
Do you have anything that starts before con, or any events that you're doing before con?
No, we just set up on Thursday night, and we really start on Friday morning at 10. So I kind of want to put my foot down and say, oh, we're doing enough as it is. So
You and Lee. Go, Scott.
You know, I saw this post on social media about what is your ultimate fantasy at Dragon Con? And I was thinking about what's my ultimate fantasy at Dragon Con? Going to bed at 10:30 at night. Maybe I'm getting a little older. I don't know.
Trust me.
Eight hours of uninterrupted sleep with somebody bringing me breakfast in bed. There we go.
The last couple of years, I've started to feel it too myself, Scott. So it's not, you know, I've been like, there. I could stay up till 11, but, you know, I do have to get up early tomorrow. So I'm going to go to bed.
Very red.
Five, six years ago, I would be up all night. Yeah, so.
I'm not going to play Werewolf all night. Good night, Dad.
Yeah. All right. So, Scott, before we let you go, there's a game that we like to play with our guests this year. We've been playing it.
A game John likes to play.
It's basically, it's this or that. So you have, I'll give you two choices, and you pick whichever one, for whatever reason, you like better or is more apropos to you or whatever. You'll catch on real quick. So you ready?
Okay.
All right. Buffy or Firefly? Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Firefly.
Science fiction or fantasy?
Science fiction.
DC or Marvel comics?
Marvel.
Okay. Mac or PC?
Well, these days, Mac.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
That's tough. I'll take Star Wars.
Yeah, that's one that everyone seems to stop and go, well, wait, okay, which one do I want more? All right, so Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Stormtroopers or Daleks?
Stormtroopers.
Daffy or Yosemite Sam? Daffy Duck, of course.
Yosemite Sam.
X-Men or Fantastic Four?
X-Men.
Apu or Homer?
Homer.
D&D or Shadowrun?
I'll take D&D.
Okay. Board games or video games?
I'll go retro and take the board games.
All right. Uber or Lyft, since we talked about it earlier?
Oh, Lyft.
Snickers or Three Musketeers?
Three Musketeers.
Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Gandalf.
All right. Bacon or cake?
Cake, always.
Morpheus or Neo?
What was that? Morpheus or?
Morpheus or Neo.
Neo.
Okay. The NSA or CIA? Pick your poison.
Probably NSA.
Okay. Doctor Who or Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica.
Monty Python or Kids in the Hall?
Monty Python.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
And last one, Mad Max or Mad Scientists?
Mad Scientists.
All right, cool. All right, Scott, before we let you, before we let you go is do we cover everything that your track has to offer? And, well, obviously we didn't cover everything your track has to offer, but also if you could remind everybody where they can find you on the internet, and to get information about the track and where you're physically located at con.
Okay. I was going to mention the webpage. It's at eff.dragoncon.org. And we will be in Hilton 201 for most of the time, unless otherwise noted by the schedule.
Yeah. You guys are over in the corner that I like to call the real corner. It's you're still over by the
nonfiction.
Yeah,
the nonfiction corner.
Corner.
We're on the second floor of the Hilton, by near the top of the escalators.
Right. And on the same, it's on the same level as the Skybridge, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it
is. So as you go around that little sort of hoop there, if you go right to the right hand side, off to the mm-hmm. and you'll wind up in that the real right. world.
Hang it right out of the habit trail.
Yep.
And it's really good that they put them all there, because see, then the NSA just has to have, you know, a couple of people. So there's really a way out of that corner.
It's
you know, they can just watch everybody.
Yeah, because the cell signals suck everywhere else, except for that one corner for some reason.
Yeah,
I can get in and out real easily. Anyway, thank you, Scott, for joining us. I really appreciate you taking time out of your actual Saturday. I mean, that's, you've got
thank
lots
you
of things
much,
to do.
Yes.
There's only, 5 days till con now, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep,
5 days till con. So obviously, all of you directors are very busy right now. But we do appreciate you taking time out today to talk to us and for all the work that you do for Dragon Con, not only at Dragon Con, but throughout the year. For Scott and Lee, this is John, saying until next time, peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.